And a good Wednesday evening, everyone, and welcome to game night number 3 of the La Plata tournament. It is coming up at Scotland County and Putnam County Girls, and tonight's game is being brought to you by the Community Bank of Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Chase Foods in Memphis, Mayberry Farm and Truck Accessories, Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions North of Memphis, the People's Bank, Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs, the Farm Shop in Edina, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and by these Putnam County sponsors, Mayberry Farms and Accessories North of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, and the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper. And now, on this beautiful Wednesday evening, let's take you down to La Plata for tonight's tournament game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you very much, Dave, and welcome everybody to La Plata High School, the La Plata tournament, as Dave said, night number 3, so it's starting semifinal night. And tonight, the first game, Putnam County and Scotland County in the consolation semifinal. And take a look at the lineup for Putnam County. It'll be Elise Perkins, a sophomore. Jenna Knowles, a sophomore. Adeline Dickerson, a senior. Carly Seaton, a junior. Knowles, and a senior. Elise Perkins, Jenna Knowles, Adeline Dickerson, Carly Seaton, and Jesslyn Knowles. And the Lady Midgets are 10 and 10, coached by Keith Smith. For Scotland County, it'll be Paige Bishop, a senior. Gwen Hamlin, a sophomore. Ren Aylward, a senior. Abby Doster, a senior. Carly Smith, a junior. So Paige Bishop, Quinn Hamlin, Ren Aylward, Abby Doster, and Carly Smith. Lady Tigers coached by Corey Schultz, and they come in with a record of 8-12. So it'll be Abby Doster to jump center for Scotland County. Adeline Dickerson will jump center for Putnam County. And here we go. Ball is up. Tip is controlled by Scotland County's Paige Bishop. So Bishop has the basketball. Everybody went the wrong way, so now they all get set. Bishop gives the ball to Hamlin on the right wing. Aylward in the right corner, back to Bishop. And Carly Seaton knocks the pass out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. As Paige Bishop will trigger. Putnam County, a 2-3 zone. They get the ball inside on the block to Doster. Now Hamlin tries a 3, no good. Picked up by Doster. She puts it up, missed it. And Adeline Dickerson off the rebound to Perkins. As Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Carly Seaton. Down her lane it goes to Jesslyn Knowles. Puts it up and got it. 2 points for Knowles. Brashear by Putnam County. Quinn Hamlin blitz a triple team. Gets it down to Aylward. 5. Putter got it. Ben Aylward with 2. Here comes Carly Seaton across the timeline for Putnam County. To Dickerson in the left corner inside the arc. Tried to force it inside to Jesslyn Knowles. Knocked out of bounds by Brent Aylward. So Elise Perkins has to jump up on the stage, get the basketball, throw it to the official, jump off the stage. And now she's ready. She gets it to Dickerson in the left corner. Kicks it back out to Seaton, top of the key. Seaton gives it to Jesslyn Knowles. Now Elise Perkins for 3. Out of the right corner, no good. Dickerson off the rebound on the left block. Perkins at the top of the key for 3. In and out, no good. And Bishop off the rebound for Scotland County. As Bishop, guarded by Jenna Knowles, brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Smith on the left wing. Back to Bishop, now the right wing. Quinn Hamlin underneath to Doster, puts it up and got it. 2 points for Abby Doster. As Elise Perkins brings it across the timeline. Seaton in a double team. Now a triple team. Jenna Knowles, Elise Perkins for 3 out of the right corner. Airballed it, but out with it in the left corner. Comes Adeline Dickerson and threw it right to Brent Aylward. Aylward gives it to Bishop. Scotland County with the basketball. 2-3 zone for Putnam County. Find Smith on the left wing. Left side of the circle to Bishop. Gets it inside to Doster. She flips it over on the right baseline to Aylward, to Hamlin, to Smith, and Smith throws it right to Elise Perkins. So Perkins brings it across the timeline for the Lady Midgets. Jesselyn Knowles on the right wing. Inside to Carly Seaton. Walk got by with it. Gives it to Jenna Knowles. Now Jesselyn has the top of the key. Back to Jenna on the right block. Puts up a shot partially blocked by Hamlin. And out with a loose ball, Abby Doster. Doster gives it to Bishop. Bishop brings it across the timeline. Lost the dribble. Now picks it up in the right corner. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Jesselyn Knowles. So Knowles picks up her first foul. First team foul against Putnam County. Paige Bishop on the near sideline will inbound. Tried to get it into Hamlin, and that's a free throw line. And Hamlin goes down. A foul is going to be on Jenna Knowles. So Jenna picks up the foul. That's her first, second team foul against Putnam County. Brynn Aylward will inbound underneath her own basket. Aylward gets it to Hamlin on the right wing. Back to Brynn Aylward. 15-footer off the baseline. Got it. 4 points for Brynn Aylward. 6-2. Scotland with the lead. Here comes Carly Seaton across the timeline. Perkins has it. Takes it all along the left baseline. Throws up a running five-footer. Skips across the rim and then knocked out of bounds by Putnam County. So Brynn Aylward will inbound to Bishop. Pressure again by Putnam County. A whistle and a foul as Jenna Knowles hit the deck. She held her nose for a little bit. Now she's backed up, says she's all right. So the foul's going to be on Jenna Knowles at first second. Into the ball game will come Talia Turner, Taylor Turner. I'll get it out. So Taylor Turner is into the ball game as Brynn Aylward to Bishop. Brasher, as Bishop dribbles around Perkins, dribbles to the right wing, pushed off Carly Seaton, and gives it to Hamlin, top of the key. Shot wouldn't go, and Adelaide Dickers with the rebound, gets it back out to Perkins. Perkins finally corrals it, gives it to Seaton on the left wing. Seaton right down the middle and walked with it. She was taking it right at Abby Doster, and she's trying to make a cut. She forgot to take the basketball with her. So pressure by Putnam County. As Bishop splits a double team. Now down the middle right at Adelaide Dickerson, and she lost the ball. Picked up by Jesselyn Knowles to Elise Perkins, and Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man, well, a box and one by Scotland County, as the one is Jesselyn Knowles. Knowles gives it to Seaton on the deep left wing. Seaton down the left lane to Perkins. Dickerson in the left corner. Kicks it back out to Turner on the left wing. Turner lost it, picks it back up. Now she'll take it into the paint. Try to bounce pass for Dickerson and stolen away by Paige Bishop. Bishop will walk the ball across the timeline. Putnam County backs off to a 2-3 zone. Brynn Aylward has it on the right wing. Now Hamlin back to Aylward. Thought about the three. Now dribbles the baseline. Now pops Doster on the right wing. In the right corner, Aylward. Aylward gives to Smith on the right side of the circle. Back to Bishop between the two circles. Bishop dumps it down low to Abby Doster. Puts it up and got it. 4 points for Abby Doster. 8-2. Scotland with the lead. Here comes Carly Seaton to the left wing. Kicks it back out to Turner, and Turner picks it back up before over and back to Knowles. Now back to Seaton. As Seaton to Knowles. Knowles between the two circles in a triple team. Carly Seaton on the right wing. Now Perkins will try another three. No good. Rebound tipped around and goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. As in the ball game will come Taylor Powell, also Jesselyn Knowles checks back in. Perkins and Jenna Knowles already out. Adeline Dickerson checks out. Now we have a timeout on the floor. 2:49 left to play in the first quarter. It's Scotland County 8, Putnam County 2, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Welcome back, everybody. We'll play the tournament. 2:49 left to play in the first quarter. Girls Consolation semifinal. Shiloh County leading Putnam County 8-2. And Paige Bishop gets it to Doster to high post. Hamlin tried to zip one in underneath the basket intended for Bryn Aylward and throws it out of bounds. So Jesslyn Knowles inbounds to Carly Seaton. Pressure by Scotland County. Bounce pass to Powell at the top of the key. Turner on the left wing. Powell at the high post. Powell had the ball slapped away by Hamlin. Hamlin will take it to the hoop, try to put up the shot, blocked by Turner. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. Who's going to inbound? This ends the ball game for Scotland County. It's Lily Frederick. Then Aylward gets it out to Hamlin on the right wing. Paige Bishop stops, pops him, 10, and got it. 2 points for Paige Bishop. 10-2. Scotland in the lead. Pressure by the Lady Tigers. And Deaton had the basketball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Quinn Hamlin. And Hamlin thought she had it, but she found out different as Carly Seaton. Gets it to Knowles, right back to Seaton, takes it to the left wing. In the left corner to Turner. And Turner walked with it. 2:02 left to play in the first quarter. Bryn Aylward will inbound. Now some pressure by Putnam County. Paige Bishop. They brings it across the timeline. Doster, top of the key, underneath to wide open Lily Frederick and missed it. And Knowles comes off the rebound to Seaton. As Seaton brings it across the timeline, free throw line, kicks it back out to Knowles. Three-pointer on the way, no good. And Bishop off the rebound. As Paige Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Bishop takes it to the free throw line, kicks it out to Frederick on the left wing. In the left corner, Bishop, 15-footer on the way, short, and rebound tipped around. Quinn Hamlin picks it up, takes it right at Knowles, puts up the shot, and missed it, but the foul's going to be on Jesslyn Knowles. That's her second. So two fouls on Jesslyn Knowles. Quinn Hamlin at the line to shoot a pair, looking for her first points of the ball game. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. As Perkins and Jenna Knowles both check back in, Jesslyn Knowles checks out along with Turner. As Doster and Aylward go deep. Yes. Quinn Hamlin hits the second free throw. It's 11-2. Scotland with the lead as Carly Seaton across the timeline. Cut off on the left baseline. Perkins in the left corner. Perkins guarded by Frederick. Bounce pass out to Samantha Blanchard. Now three-pointer by Carly Seaton. No good. Blanchard with a rebound. Her put it. Back, no good, but a whistle and a foul against Scotland County. The foul is going to be on Quinn Hamlin. So Hamlin picks up her first foul, and to the line will go Samantha Blanchard. As Blanchard eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Into the ballgame, Emma Whitlock for Putnam County, and Jenna Knowles will check out. She got a little bruise on under one eye. Maybe that's what she was holding a while ago. It was Blanchard's second free throw, no good. Frederick had the rebound, lost it, but picked up by Paige Bishop. Bishop will bring it across the timeline. 2-3 zone for Putnam County. Quinn Hamlin has it on the right wing. Doster right side of the circle. She'll try a shot. Bullseye! Three-pointer for Abby Doster. 7 points for Abby Doster. Perkins across the timeline, the right wing to Seaton to get underneath the Whitlock, and Whitlock had it and knocked out of her hands by Doster. As Emma Harvey will check in, Doster will check out. Elise Perkins underneath her own basket. Perkins looks for somebody. Still looks. Now gets it to Blanchard. Drives the left baseline, put up a little 5-foot runner, airballed it, and out with it comes Paige Bishop. As Bishop will bring it across the timeline, top of the key, Frederick on the left wing, in the left corner to Aylward. Back to Bishop, three-soul line, down, dumps it inside. Aylward puts the shot up, missed it, got her own rebound, knocked, stolen away by Carly Seaton. And Seaton down the near sideline, in the left corner, gets it to Powell. Now Perkins with three on the way, no good, and that's into the first quarter with the score. Scotland County 14, Putnam County 2, back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
It's all about you. It's all about you. To us, it's very clear. It's you, you're why we're here.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahoka, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Scotland County with the lead. Girls consolation semifinal from the La Plata tournament as we start the second quarter. And Putnam County will have the basketball. As Elise Perkins will inbound for the Lady Midgets. She'll get it in to Carly Seaton. As Scotland County goes man-to-man. Seaton in a double team at the timeline. Gets it to Whitlock. Now back to Seaton from the dotted line. Puts it up. Got it. Carly Seaton has 2 points. 14-4. Scotland will lead. Placed here by Putnam County. Paige Bishop will take it to the block and lost the dribble. One goes out of bounds. And turnover gives it back to Putnam County. Placed here by Scotland. Carly Seaton at the timeline. Had a pass tip, got it back underneath the wide open. Adeline Dickerson puts his shot up, missed it, walked with it. So we've traded turnovers. Pressure again by Putnam County. A 1-2-2 zone press. As Aylward gets it to Bishop. Now Harvey to Frederick on the left wing. Back to Bishop. Bishop back to Frederick on the left wing. Frederick on the left baseline to Aylward. Back to Frederick, top of the key. Frederick kicks it out to Bishop on the right wing. Free throw line extended. Skips it to the left wing to Aylward, to Frederick. Now Bishop wide open, three on the way. No good. And Adeline Dickerson off the rebound to Perkins. And Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Finds Seaton between the two circles. Seaton to the top of the key, kicks it back out to Blanchard. Now on the left wing, he goes to Perkins. Seaton will try a three. No good, left it short. Bishop off the rebound. As Paige Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Bishop bounce pass to Frederick in the left corner. It goes to Aylward. Aylward cut off on the baseline, gets it inside. Emma Harvey put a shot blocked by Whitlock. Whitlock comes away with for Perkins. Now Seaton on the right wing. Seaton gives it back out to Blanchard. She takes it down in the paint, puts it off glass, and got it. 2 points to Samantha Blanchard. 14-6, Button with the lead. Bishop splits a double team and lost the ball. And it goes right to Adeline Dickerson. Dickerson to Seaton. Seaton takes it to the right wing in the right corner. A whistle and a foul. I think the foul's going, going to be on Whitlock. So Emma Whitlock, moving screen, picks up the foul. Abby Doster checks in. Frederick and Emma Harvey check out. Carly Smith checks back in. Pressure again by Putnam. They get across the timeline, Carly Smith. Smith throws it right to Blanchard to Whitlock. Across the timeline to Seton on the right wing. Seton gives it to Blanchard on the left side of the circle. Dickerson on the left wing gets it down on the right baseline of Carly Seton. Throws up the shot, missed it. And off the rebound, Quinn Hamlin. Hamlin dribbles out of a double team. Hamlin will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Bishop on the right wing. As Bishop stops, pops from 10, missed it. And Whitlock comes off the rebound. Whitlock still leaves Perkins. Perkins gives it to Carly Seton on the right wing. Top of the key, Blanchard. Blanchard to the left wing to Perkins. Now Seton, top of the key. Inside to Whitlock. Whitlock over Hamlin. Puts up the shot. No good. Dickerson had it, lost it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. As Taylor Powell, Jesslyn, and Jenna Knowles both all three check back in. So Bishop with the basketball for Scotland. Gives it to Bryn Aylward. Back to Bishop. Do a double team. Down low to Smith. Kicks it back out on the right wing to Doster. Right side of the circle. It goes to Bishop. Three-pointer by Bryn Aylward. Bullseye. 7 points for Aylward. And it should be 17-6. 17 to scoreboard. Jesslyn Knowles gets it down on the block to Taylor Powell in a double team. Powell finally gets it back to Jenna Knowles. Jenna on the left wing to Jesslyn. Inside to Powell. Back to Jesslyn. Now Jenna right through her hands and out of bounds. So a turnover by Putnam County. Now they've got the scoreboard right, 17-6. Scotland County with the lead and the basketball. Bishop inbounds to Brent Aylward in the left corner. Aylward, one dribble, gives it back to Bishop. Bishop backs off between the two circles, gets it back to Aylward on the left wing. Aylward inside, Quinn Hamlin lays it up, missed it. And Adeline Dickerson off the rebound to Jesslyn Knowles. Jesslyn gets it down to Dickerson. Dickerson guarded by Dostert out to Jenna Knowles. Now three on the way by Perkins. No good. Bryn Aylward off the rebound and taken away by Dickerson. And she gets it out into the left corner to Jenna Knowles. Out to Powell on the left wing. Jesslyn Knowles. Dickerson on the right block. Jesslyn walked with it, got by with it, and then lost it out of bounds. So Scotland County with the basketball, 17-6 lead, 3:25 left to play in the first half. Paige Bishop makes a bad pass, thrown away by Jenna Knowles to Jesslyn. To Perkins on the right wing. Now Jesslyn Knowles will try a three, no good. Powell with the rebound. Her put back blocked, and Jesslyn Knowles got it, put it back up and in. 4 points for Jesslyn Knowles, 17-8. Scotland with the lead. Placed here by the Lady Midgets. That's Bishop. Gets the ball to Aylward. Now the right wing, Hamlin. Right baseline, it goes to Doster, to Aylward. Hamlin will try a three, no good. Rebound comes off Elise Perkins. As Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Perkins gets the ball to Jesslyn Knowles on the deep left wing. Dickerson on the left block. Turns, puts the shot up, missed it. And Bishop comes off the rebound. Bishop against Jenna Knowles across the timeline. Bounce pass to Hamlin on the right wing. And now Corey Schultz wants a timeout. 2:27 left to play in the first half. It's Scotland County Ladies 17, Putnam Ladies 8. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
In today's economy, running a successful farm operation can be challenging. It takes careful planning, hard work, and more than a little ingenuity. And it's important to have a bank you can count on. Community Bank of Memphis has financed agriculture since the day we first opened our doors. When you need money for operating expenses, livestock, machinery, or real estate, come see us. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 19. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 39. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 4 above. Mainly sunny skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 22. 46 Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country 100.5 KMEM.
Right now, 34.
2:27 left to play in the first half. Scotland County 17, Putnam County 8, and Scotland with the basketballs. Aylward will inbound to Bishop. Bishop gets it back to Aylward on the right wing. Bishop right side of the circle, gets it inside to Doster, tried to put up a shot, blocked. Carly Smith had it, stepped on the end line. So it'll be Jessalyn Knowles to inbound to Perkins. Little pressure by Bishop, back to Jessalyn. Now Perkins across the timeline, lost it. And now she's tied up but with Abby Doster, alternating possession, back to Scotland County. So Glenn Aylward will inbound on the near sideline to Bishop in the backcourt. Gives it over to Hamlin. Now Aylward across the timeline to Doster. Doster hands it off to Bishop. Bishop to the dotted line. Smith, little 10-footer, got it. Charlie Smith with 2 points. 19-8. Scotland will lead. Jenna Knowles in a double team. Whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Quinn Hamlin. Yep, they make it official now, so Hamlin picks up her second personal foul. Back in the ball game comes Carly Seaton. Blanchard checks back in, and Whitlock checks back in. 1:49 left to play in the first half. Seaton inbounds in the backcourt to Elise Perkins. Out of the double team, she gets it to Whitlock, to Perkins. Blanchard underneath the basket, throws up his shot, missed it, and rebound tipped out of bounds by Whitlock. So Brent Aylward will inbound. Gets it to Bishop. Bishop in the backcourt. Bounce pass to Aylward. Bounce pass back to Bishop. Dribbles through a double team. Doster on the right wing beyond the arc. Gives it back to Bishop between the two circles. Bishop dribbles top of the key. To Smith on the right wing. Out pops Aylward top of the key. Back to Smith. Smith looks inside. Nobody there. Out pops Bishop between the two circles, dribbles to a double team, tried to dump it off to Doster, and knocked away and stolen away by Putnam County. So Perkins to Blanchard. Blanchard drives the left baseline, puts it up, got it. 4 points, Samantha Blanchard. 19-8, Scotland County with a lead. That less than a minute left to play in the half. Hamlin brings it across the timeline to the right wing, dumps it inside to Doster on the right block, kicks it back out. To Bishop. She'll try a 15-footer. Got it. 4 points for Paige Bishop. 21-10. Scotland with the lead. Here comes Carly Seaton to Whitlock. Back to Seaton. To right past Seaton out of bounds. As Taylor Powell will check in, Whitlock will check out as she's kind of limping on her left ankle. So Aylward takes it to the left wing. Beyond the arc, looks for somebody. Bounce past to Smith in the left corner. Bishop on the left wing. That's Bishop. Whistle and an offensive foul on Paige Bishop. First foul on Bishop. 16 seconds left to play in the first half. So Seaton will inbound to Elise Perkins. Back to Seaton. As Seaton gives it back to Perkins between the two circles. Dribbles to the left wing. Bounce pass inside to Dickerson. As right past Dickerson, and Blanchard tried to save it in, couldn't do it. So it's Scotland's basketball with 6.6. Bishop in a hurry. Takes it to the right wing inside to Doster. Off glass, got it at the buzzer. 9 points for Abby Doster, and that's the end of the first half with the score. Scotland County 23 and Putnam County 10. Back in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. They offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Putnam County State Bank has a staff that's friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan. Putnam County State Bank, your hometown bank, member FDIC.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Tired of the big box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by Jay's Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small town local courtesy. Jay's Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices. And don't forget to stop by the deli. It's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. Jay's Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
Welcome back, everybody. La Plata High School. La Plata tournament, and we're at halftime of this girls' consolation semifinal with Scotland County leading Putnam County 23-10. Let's take a look at the scoring for first four. Scotland County in the first half. Paige Bishop with 4. Glenn Hamlin with 1. Glenn Aylward with 7. Abby Doster with 9 points. And Carly Smith with 2. For Putnam County, Samantha Blanchard with 4 points. Carly Seaton with 2. And Jesslyn Knowles with 4. Scotland County led 14-2 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Putnam 9-8 in the second quarter. Scotland leads here at halftime 23-10, and I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams. You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
All wintertime in Missouri. Shorts one day, park is the next. Well, when it's a park a day, Memphis Lumber Company has the things you need to keep your home nice and cozy. Owens Corning Insulation, Larson Storm Doors, blow-in insulation for your attic, steel insulated entry doors. Even if you just want to put plastic over your windows, we have that too. On a shorts day, we have a complete line of lumber, building products, and Valspar paint to handle your outdoor projects. That's Memphis Lumber Company, 114 West Monroe in Memphis. See you soon.
Welcome back, everybody, to La Plata High School, the La Plata Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Scotland County Lady Tiger, Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball, on your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime. Girls Consolation Semifinal, Scotland County leading Putnam County 23-10. Coming up next, it's a boys' championship semifinal. Green City, the number one seed, will take on Canton. Canton, the number four seed, just demolished Putnam County on Monday night, 61-33. And Green City did not have a lot of trouble with La Plata. So that's the next game. Third game of the night will be a girls' championship semifinal. And Canton, the number three seed in the girls' side, beat Putnam County 69-28. They'll take on North Shelby. North Shelby winners over Scotland County on Monday night. So that ought to be a good one. In fact, North Shelby defeated Scotland County 64-28 on Monday night. So that's our third game. Then we'll be back for the fourth game, a boys' consolation semifinal, as Putnam County will play La Plata. So we'll have the first game for you tonight, then take about a three-hour break and come back around 9 o'clock with Putnam County and La Plata boys. Then coming up tomorrow night, we've got three games for you tomorrow night. It'll be the last three games as 6 o'clock boys, Scotland County will play Atlanta in a championship semifinal. 7:30 girls tomorrow night, Schuyler County and La Plata championship semifinal. Then 9 o'clock boys game, a consolation semifinal, Scotland County and North Shelby. We'll have all three of those games for you tomorrow night. And we know the two consolation games on Friday, we know we're going to have the girls because one of these two teams are going to win and are going to play for the championship, or the consolation trophy, on Friday at 5 o'clock. Scotland County and Putnam County boys yet to play. They don't play each other. Scotland County plays tomorrow night. Putnam County plays tonight. So we'll have to see how that goes. We already know that we're going to have two games for you on Saturday. The third-place girls game starts at 2, and at 3:30 is the boys' third-place game. 5, the girls' championship game. 6:30, the boys' championship game. Well, Schuyler County boys and girls with wins last night punched their ticket to play Saturday at sometime. So we know we're going to have two Schuyler County ball games on Saturday. The time is yet to be known. If I was going to guess, and usually I'm not a very good guesser, I would think the Schuyler County girls will play for the championship, and that would be at 5 o'clock. Scotter County boys playing Atlanta. Scotter County beat Atlanta in Queen City, 55-53, 57-55. One of the two, very close game. So that could be another barn burner on Thursday night. So that Scotter County boys will have to wait and see. They'll either play again at 3:30 or at 6:30. So both teams back on the floor, 23-10. Scotland County leading Putnam County. I'll be back with the third quarter in 30 seconds. This is KMU Sports.
It's time to clear away winter's cobwebs and welcome the warm days of spring. For those home improvements that need to be made today, Exchange Bank and Northeast Missouri's home improvement loans are the answer. We can help you replace an old roof, finish the basement, or renovate the kitchen, all with competitive rates. Stop by Exchange Bank today in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, and ask to speak with one of our experienced and professional loan officers. We'll have you enjoying that new kitchen in no time. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everybody, to La Plata High School, La Plata Tournament Girls Consolation Semifinal. As we start the second half, Scotland County leading Putnam County 23-10. As Scotland County back on the floor, Putnam County still around Keith Smith, and it's going to be Putnam County's basketball. The starters are back on the floor for both teams as Jesslyn Knowles will inbound on the far sideline for the Lady Midgets. Gets it to Carly Seaton, back to Knowles on the left wing. As Knowles gets it inside to Jenna. Jenna cut off on the left baseline, gives it to Jesslyn. Jesslyn inside to Dickerson. Dickerson lost the picked up by Seaton. She'll try three. Bullseye. Carly Seaton with five. Raced here by Putnam County. Bishop gets it to Aylward. Back to Bishop. Bishop splits a double team, still with a dribble to the left wing, left corner to Smith. Back to Bishop on the left wing. Free throw line. Bounce pass on the right wing to Aylward. Tried to force it inside to Doster and stolen away by Dickerson, and Dickerson walked with it. So Scotland County on the turnover will inbound underneath their own basket. Bryn Aylward will trigger. As Aylward slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets the ball out to Hamlin. Hamlin takes it to the hoop, goes up to shot, missed it. And loose ball off to Jessler Knowles. Now Carly Seaton to the left block. Kicks it back out to Perkins for three on the way. Not the heel of the rim, no good. Carly Smith off the rebound, and she is tied up. And alternating possession comes back to Scotland County. So Brent Aylward again will inbound against pressure by Putnam County to Bishop. Bishop bounce pass back to Aylward, gets it ahead to Hamlin. Hamlin takes it down the far sideline on the deep right wing, back to Aylward, top of the key. Out to the right wing, tried to bounce pass back to Hamlin. She bounced it, passed it right off of Putnam County. Now they get it down to Jenna Knowles, a little five-footer off the baseline. Put up the shot, no good. A whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Adeline Dickerson. Her first team foul against Putnam County. Aylward gets it to Bishop. Bishop dribbles around Perkins to the left wing. Looks for somebody. Now back door to Hamlin, puts it up, got it. 3 points for Quinn Hamlin, 25-13. Scotland County with a lead. Here comes Carly Seaton. Now three-pointer by Jenna Knowles out of the right corner. No good. Carly Seaton with the rebound. Had a block. Now Perkins for three. Skips across the rim. And Seaton tried to run it down. Couldn't do it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. As Brent Aylward will inbound. Gets it to Bishop. Now to Hamlin. Back to Bishop. Across the timeline to Aylward. Doster has it on the left wing. Bishop to the free throw line. Bounce pass to Smith. Little 10-footer. Got it. Carly Smith with 4 points. 27-13. Scotland the lead. Here comes Jesslyn Knowles across the timeline. And she dribbled right into double team and stepped out of bounds. So it'll be Aylward to inbound. Gets it to Paige Bishop, back to Aylward. Aylward back to Bishop across the timeline. Hamlin on the deep right wing. To Bishop, top of the key. Bishop right side of the circle to Hamlin. Inside to Doster, off glass, missed it. Maybe about a half a step too far on the basket. But the rebound punched out of bounds by Putnam County. So Brent Aylward underneath her own basket. Bishop in the left corner. Bishop takes it to the hoop, throws up the shot, missed it. And Jessler Mills off the rebound to Perkins. As Perkins will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Gives it to Jenna Knowles on the right side of the circle. Kicks it back out to Jesslyn. Now down to Dickerson. Jesslyn Knowles on the left wing. Passed up to three to Perkins. Now on the right corner to Seaton. Dribbles the right wing. She'll try another three. No good. Whistle and a foul. But the foul is going to be on Abby Doster. Doster picks up the first foul, and Seaton will be at the line to shoot three free throws. Now, too many blue jerseys are on the lane. So three free throws goes to Carly Seaton. Seaton has five, looking for six. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 6 points for Carly Seaton. 27-14, Scotland with a lead. Seaton's second free throw, missed it. Alligator armed it. As Blanchard will check back in, Elise Perkins will set down. So right now, Seaton, 1-for-2. Next shot, got it. 2 out of 3 for Carly Seaton. She has 7. 27-15. 12 points, Scotland lead. With the basketball is Bishop. Gets it back to Aylward. Back to Bishop. Smith in the left corner. Bishop on the left wing. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Carly Seaton. So Seaton picks up her first foul. Paige Bishop will inbound on their sideline. Gets it to Aylward on the left wing. Aylward goes along the baseline, kicks it back to Doster on the left wing, inside to Hamlin, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. So Quinn Hamlin will go to the line to shoot two. The foul's going to be on Adeline Dickerson, and that's her second. 4:48 left to play in the third quarter. First one by Hamlin up, got it. 4 points for Quinn Hamlin. And now Keith Smith wants a timeout. 4:48 left to play in the third quarter. It's Collin County 28, Putnam 15, back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
This is Tim with Slayton Polaris. I'm sure you would agree with me that while we enjoy watching our kids grow up on the farm, we also wish they could stay little for as long as possible. One minute they are small enough to play in a tractor tire, and the next thing you know, they are bigger than you. With all of life's changes, you can take comfort in knowing that Slayton Polaris will try their best to keep things the same. We always offer the best machines at the best possible prices and strive to treat everyone the way we would want to be treated. This has always been our policy since we opened our doors. We look forward to meeting you at Slayton Polaris, 8 miles south and west of Pulaski.
4:48 left to play in the third quarter. 28-15, Scotland County with the lead. Putnam County will have the basketball. No, they won't. Quinn Hamlin will have her second free throw. So Hamlin has four, looking for five. Isaac fires it and missed it, left it short. The rebound, Dickerson, taken away by Doster. Loose on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball. Alternating possession comes back to Putnam County. So it will be Jesselyn Knowles against Frazier. She'll inbound to Seaton. Seaton dumps it over to the right wing to Jenna Knowles. Seaton on the right baseline. Tries to get it back out to the wing out of a triple team. Stolen away by Scotland County. Paige Bishop with the basketball. Bishop will bring it through a double team. She was not to be denied, as the foul's going to be on Jenna Knowles, and that's her third. Well, Quinn Hamlin will inbound on the far sideline to Bishop. As Paige Bishop will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Hamlin on the right wing, flips it to the left wing to Aylward. Aylward gets it back, tried to get it back to Bishop, knocked out of bounds by Blanchard. It'll be Scotland basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. Aylward will inbound to Hamlin. As Hamlin tried to get it to Smith, bounces off of her. Hamlin picks it back up, throws a fastball inside, tried to find Doster. But about 5 feet away, Abby right off her hands and out of bounds. So Abby Doster's going to set down. Emma Harvey will check in. Adeline Dickerson sets down, and Taylor Powell will check in for Putnam. As Powell has it on the left wing, gets it to Jocelyn Knowles. Makes a bad pass right to Emma Harvey. The foul, Bishop. Bishop gives it to Aylward on the left wing. Now Bishop at the top of the key. 2-3 zone for Putnam County. Bishop dumps it inside to Harvey. The five-footer got it. Gives the assist to Bishop. 2 points for Emma Harvey. Now Powell on the left side of the circle. Blanchard puts up a shot. No good. Powell with the rebound. Put back blocked by Harvey, and foul's going to be on Emma Harvey. So Emma Harvey with her first foul. And Taylor Powell at the line. First shot up, no good off the heel of the rim. 30-15, Scotland County with the lead. As Taylor Powell set for a second free throw, eyes it, fires it, left it short. Rebound tips around. Out with it comes Emma Harvey. Hands the ball to Hamlin. Hamlin in a double team. And throws it across the timeline. Picked up by Jesselyn Knowles. And Knowles tried to get it ahead to Blanchard and threw it out of bounds. So Frazier by Putnam County. Aylward gets it in to Smith. Back to Aylward. To Bishop. Bishop. Bounce pass to Smith on the left wing for three. Airballed it. Not with it. Comes Jenna Knowles to Jessler Knowles. To the right wing, Carly Seaton. Seaton will put up a 15-footer, airballed it. And Blanchard had it. And she's tied up by Smith. And then she let go, and Smith stepped on the end line. So Abby Doster will check back in. Seaton's going to check out. And back in the ball game comes Turner. As inbounds pass to Blanchard. Her shot up, in and out, no good. Turner with the rebound, puts it up, missed it right in front of the basket. Now ball's on the floor, tied up. Alternating possession back to Scotland County. 2:42 left to play in the third quarter. Still 30-15 as Bishop comes to two or three people. And somebody slapped the ball, kind of went up in the air, and Bishop's not happy. Corey Schultz called the timeout. 2:35 left to play in the third quarter. Scotland 30. Button 15. I'll be back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
2:35 left to play in the third quarter. Girls consolation semifinal from the La Plata tournament. Scotland County up by 15, 30-15 as Bishop brings it across the timeline to the free throw line. Lob underneath to Doster. And stolen away by Taylor Powell, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Abby Doster. Doster picks up her second personal foul. A little pressure by Scotland County, a 1-2-2 zone press. As Jenna Knowles tried to get it across the timeline to Powell, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Doster. That's three fouls on Abby Doster. So Jesslyn Knowles will inbound on the near sideline. Just in the backcourt to Turner. Bounce pass back to Jesslyn Knowles. Blanchard saves it inbounds in the right corner, but right to Hamlin. Hamlin in a double team. Hamlin with the basketball. Dribbles down the far sideline. Has a double team and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Jenna Knowles. And for Jenna, that's four. So four fouls on Jenna Knowles. Elise Perkins will check back in. Jenna Knowles will set down. So Hamlin will inbound the backcourt to Paige Bishop. Bishop will walk it across the timeline. Bishop in the center circle, still with the dribble. Now to the free throw line and walked with it. So Paige Bishop traveled. Give it back to Putnam County. Pressure by the Lady Tigers. Jesslyn Knowles gets it into Perkins. Back to Jesslyn. Back to Perkins. Perkins immediately in a double team looks for somebody. Throws the ball over to Blanchard down the left lane. Puts up a shot. No good. Anna Harvey with the rebound. Gets it out to Aylward. To Hamlin. Now to Bishop. Bishop will walk the ball across the timeline. 1:30 left to play in the third quarter. Bishop gives it to Harvey on the left side of the circle. Harvey looks inside. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Jesslyn Knowles, and that's her fourth. Oh, check that. I got it for three. So three fouls on Jesslyn Knowles. Charlie Seaton will check back in. Jesslyn Knowles will set down. Paige Bishop, where they're going to inbound on this side, on the sideline. The Paige Bishop will trigger. Bishop gets the ball into Doster, wide open, puts it up, got it. 11 points for Abby Doster. Excellent pass by Bishop. Now Blanchard throws the ball in the backcourt to Perkins. Perkins gets to the Seaton. Seaton goes through a double team. Whistle and a foul. Val's going to be on Paige Bishop. That's her second. Carly Seaton on the right in front of the scorer's table. Inbound to Perkins. Back to Seaton. Turner in the right corner. Tried to get inside to Powell. Powell in a double team. Back to Perkins across the free throw line. Seaton will try a three. Bullseye! Went down, came out, and just hung there and fell through. So 10 points for Carly Seaton. Place here by Putnam County. Here comes Quinn Hamlin down the right lane. Dumps it off to Harvey in the right corner. Harvey tried to get it back to Bishop. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. Out of bounds on the far sideline as Paige Bishop will trigger. Bishop gets another into Doster. And Doster just picked up a foul as she pushed off on Taylor Powell. So that's four fouls on Abby Doster. So Abby Doster is going to set down. Carly Smith will set back in, or come back in. Carly Seaton to Perkins. And Perkins across the timeline, picked up by Bishop. Immediately they give it to Blanchard. A three-pointer off the left wing, no good. And Powell, Bishop off the rebound to Hamlin. Hamlin, airmail to pass over by over Aylward's head and out of bounds. Well, supposedly, evidently, it was tipped by Putnam County. So Bishop will inbound. 21 seconds left in the third quarter. Bounce past Aylward in the left corner. Gets it inside. Emma Harvey puts up the shot. No good. Hamlin gets a putback. No good. Harvey gets it. Puts it back up and in. 4 points for Emma Harvey. Powell, top of the key. Powell gives it to Perkins. Long. Three on the way. No good. Hamlin off the rebound and takes his shot away. That's into the third quarter with the score. Scotland County 34 and Putnam County 18. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
Farmers, it's a new year and it's not too early to start thinking about spring planting. It makes perfect sense to start with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Come in and let Nutrien Ag Solutions help work on your spring crop plan. Now is the time to get your seed, buy early, and save. Nutrien Ag Solutions will also help you decide on the perfect fertilizer and anhydrous for your crops. Located just north of Memphis, call 660-328-6211 for all your farming needs. Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future.
8 minutes left to play in the ball game. Girls, Constellation semifinal. Collin County leading Putnam County 34-18. And it'll be Putnam County basketball to start the final 8 minutes. Jesslyn Knowles will inbound. Gets it to Perkins. Perkins across the timeline. Carly Seaton between the two circles. Seaton dribbles to the right wing. Man-to-man defense by Collin County. Jenna Knowles on the right wing. Perkins on the right wing. Gives it to Jesslyn Knowles. Jesslyn back to Jenna for three. No good. Adeline Dickerson had the rebound, goes out of bounds, but they say last touch by Scotland County. So Elise Perkins will inbound. Perkins looks for somebody. Tried to get the ball to Dickerson, taken away by Hannah Harvey, and a whistle and a foul as she tried to get it ahead to Bishop. And the foul is going to be on Quinn Hamlin, Carly Seaton. So Seaton picks up her second personal foul. 7:37 left to play in the ball game. 4 points for Emma Harvey. Harvey looking for five. Shots up, got it. 5 points for Emma Harvey. 35-18. Keith Smith wants another timeout. 7:37 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County 35, Putnam County 18. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learned, even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back, everybody, to La Plata High School, La Plata Tournament. We're in the 737 left in this girls' consolation semifinal. Scotland County leading Putnam 35-18. Emma Harvey with five, looking for six, and got it. 6 points for Emma Harvey. 36-18. Charlie Seaton across the timeline. Jenna Knowles on the right wing. DeJesslyn Knowles on the right block, but up a shot and missed it. Charlie Smith off the rebound. Gets it out to Hamlin. Hamlin will take it across the timeline. Gives the ball back to Bishop between the two circles. Bishop guarded by Seaton. And Seaton steals the ball from Bishop. Gives the ball ahead to Jenna Knowles off glass. Got it. First two for Jenna Knowles. Bishop. Bounce pass to Hamlin on the far sideline. Hamlin runs in to Jesslyn Knowles, an offensive foul and almost a technical foul. As Hamlin called for the foul, and she slammed the ball almost a little too hard. I think the official was so close to teeing her up. As he finally had a smile on his face, so did Quinn Hamlin. Three fouls on Hamlin. Charlie Seaton across the timeline. Seaton in a double team, bounce pass to Jesslyn Knowles, gets it inside to Dickerson, puts up the shot, no good, and Hale off the rebound to Bishop. As Bishop splits a double team, trips and falls down, and they're going to call a foul on Carly Seaton. So Carly Seaton's third personal foul. And Paige Bishop will shoot the 1-1. Bishop has 4 points, looking for five. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Jesslyn Knowles tried to save the rebound from going out of bounds, couldn't do it. So it'll be Scotland County basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. 6:39 left to play in the ball game. 16-point Scotland County lead as Aylward gets it to Bishop. Three-pointer on the way. Skips across the rim. Bishop, little five-footer. Put back. Got it. So Brynn Aylward with 9 points. 38-20. Scotland with the lead. And now Carly Seaton. In a double team, tried to get it back to Jesslyn Knowles. Jesslyn was heading toward the basket, and Seaton threw it out of bounds. So Aylward will inbound to Bishop. Bishop in the backcourt gives it up to Aylward. Aylward in the backcourt across the timeline to Bishop, and Corey Schultz wants a timeout. 6:17 left to play in ball game. Scotland County 38. Putnam County 20, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
6:17 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County 38, Putnam County 20. As Scotland County back on the floor, here comes Putnam County. It'll be Scotland basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. Quinn Hamlin will inbound. Gets it to Bishop. Bishop guarded by Carly Seaton. Milan gets the ball up to Aylward in the right corner. Tried to go inside to Harvey. Battled away and taken away by Jenna Knowles to Jessalyn Knowles. Perkins. Now Jessalyn Knowles stops, pops some 10 in and out, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. Jessalyn Knowles shooting in some tough luck. It pinballed in and out. Pressure by Putnam County. Aylward gets it to Hamlin. Hamlin sees an opening, takes it to the hoop, lays it out and got it. 6 points for Quinn Hamlin. Here comes Jenna Knowles. Takes it down to the right block. Little five-foot jumper, no good. Harvey comes off with a rebound and a whistle and a foul. Foul against Putnam County, and they're going to call it on Jenna Knowles. And Jenna just fouled out of the ball game. So Jenna Knowles fouls out. And Taylor Powell will check in. And Emma Harvey will go back to the line, and she'll still shoot a 1-1. She has 6, looking for 7. That's Harvey. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 7 points for Emma Harvey. 41-20. Scotland County with the lead. Harvey with 7, looking for 8. Shots up, got them both. 8 points for Emma Harvey. 42-20. Scotland with the lead. 5:30 left to play in the game. Here comes Carly Seaton. Giggles in and out of a double team. Now down to the left, right baseline. 15-footer on the way, no good. Taylor Powell runs down the rebound in the left corner. Whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Quinn Hamlin. So Hamlin picks up her 4th personal foul, 8th team foul against Scotland County, as Taylor Powell at the line looking for first points. First shot up and got it. First point for Taylor Powell. 42-21. Scotland with the lead. 5:24 left to play. Powell's second free throw on the way. Airballed it. It'll be Scotland County basketball. So, again, pressure by Putnam County. Brenna Aylward will inbound to Bishop. Bishop guarded by Perkins, dribbles into a double team. Had the ball almost taken away by Jessalyn Knowles. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. Aylward inbounds to Bishop. Bishop dribbles through a double team. Again, falls down. And the foul's going to be on Elise Perkins. That's her first. So Perkins picks up the foul. That's a 10th team foul against Putnam County. So Paige Bishop will shoot 2. She has 4, looking for 5. Shots up. Got it. 5 points for Paige Bishop. 43-21, Scotland with the lead. As Bishop, 5, looking for 6. Shots up, missed it. And Elise Perkins comes off with the rebound. Elise Perkins will bring it in ball across the timeline, top of the key, gives it to Seaton. Seaton dribbles to the top of the key, guarded by Elward. Knowles has it on the right wing. Knowles takes it along the baseline, running 5-footer, no good. And Adeline Dickinson runs it down. Now a 3 by Perkins. Bullseye. So Elise Perkins has 3 points. As Paige Bishop again dribbles through a double team. And a foul is going to be on Jessalyn Knowles, and she has 4 fouls. So 4 fouls on Jessalyn Knowles. So Bishop back at the line to shoot 2. She has 5, looking for 6. Shots up. Missed it. 4:44 left to play in the ball game. 43-24. Quinn Hamlin will check out. Carly Smith checks back in. No, it's Piper Thompson, I think. There's a free throw up. No good. So it is Piper Thompson in the ball game for Scotland County. Putnam County with the basketball. Jessalyn Knowles across the timeline. Powell at the free throw line. Perkins on the left wing. In the left corner to Dickerson. Gives the ball. Jessalyn Knowles turns, puts up the shot off the block. No good. Her putback, no good. Gets it, puts it back up. No good. And Brynn Aylward comes off the rebound. To Pat Bishop. It's Bishop. Gets across the timeline to Thompson. Now Abby Doster inside the arc on the right wing. Back to Bishop between the two circles. Bishop back to Thompson on the right wing. Now a little 10-footer by Doster. Spins in and out, no good. And Powell comes off the rebound. So Elise Perkins, she gives it up to Seaton, and Seaton to the top of the key. Now Powell on the right side of the circle. To Knowles inside to Dickerson. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Bryn Aylward. So Aylward's going to pick up the foul. She just gave her a little push coming down the left lane. It's Adeline Dickerson at the line. She looks for her first points. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. First point for Adeline Dickerson. 3:45 left to play in the game. It's Dickerson, one, looking for two shots up. Got them both. As pure can be. Pressure by Putnam County. Bishop. Right. Runs right into Jesslyn Knowles, and Knowles just fouled out. So 5 fouls on Jesslyn Knowles. Turner will check back in. 3:40 left to play in the ball game. 9 team fouls. Well, Putnam County already in the double bonus. So Paige Bishop with 5, looking for 6, and got it. 6 points for Bishop. 44-26. Scotland with the lead. Bishop with 6, looking for 7. Shots up, got them both. 7 points for Bishop. 19 points, Scotland County lead. Seaton across the timeline. Dribble drive down to the block. Little 5-foot. Shot no good, and Bishop off the rebound. Bishop dribbles around 2 or 3 blue jerseys, finds Smith on the left wing. Bishop on the left wing. Doster at the top of the key. Doster back to Bishop on the left wing. It's Bishop guarded by Seaton. Bishop around the top of the key, gives it Aylward on the right wing. Now at the free throw line, Doster bounce fast to Carly Smith. Smith gets it back out to Bishop between the two circles. As whistle and a foul, and the foul is going to be on Carly Seaton. That's her 4th. And now we have a timeout on the floor. 2:59 left to play in the ball game. Collin County 45, Putnam County 26. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Sherman Gillums Jr., Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 70 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has helped hundreds of thousands of veterans get all the benefits they have earned.
Al Kovac Jr., Paralyzed Veterans of America.
We provide one-on-one support tailored to your individual needs, including healthcare advocacy, benefits support, and career assistance.
For more information, call 1-800-424-8200 or visit pva.org. A public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
2:59 left to play in the ball game. Girls consolation semifinal from the Little Plata tournament. Scotland County leading Putnam County 45-26. And Paige Bishop will be at the line to shoot 2 shots. She has 7, looking for 8. As Bishop eyes it, fires it, and missed it off the heel of the rim. Still 45-26. Bishop still with 7 points, still looking for 8. That shot's up. Got it. 8 points for Paige Bishop. 20 points, Scotland lead. Here comes Seaton across the timeline. Seaton to the right wing. Still with the dribble. Takes it to the baseline. Kicks it inside to Blanchard. To Turner. To Dickerson off. Glass got it. Headline Dickerson with 4 points. Placer again by Putnam County. Paige Bishop across the timeline in the center circle to Doster. As Doster stepped across the timeline over and back. We'll go back to Putnam County. 2:33 left to play as Charlie Smith checks out of the ball game and Thompson checks back in. Seaton gives it to Powell inside the arc on the left wing. To Blanchard. Now Dickerson, free throw line, Turner. Got it. Kayla Turner with 2 points. 45-30. Bishop gets it to Doster. Across the timeline, finds Aylward. Aylward tried to get it down low to Fontana Wells, and it's stolen away by Turner. Now they Blanchard drives the baseline, puts up a running five-footer. Wooden goes down. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. Under 2 minutes left to play. Now bad pass from Bishop. Picked up by Seaton. Off glass, no good. Rebound tipped around. Powell comes away with it. She's tied up by Piper Thompson, but they're going to call a foul on Thompson. So Piper Thompson picks up her first foul. And Taylor Powell will be at the line. She has 1 point, looking for two. She'll shoot two. First shot up. It's no good off the heel of the rim. As Quinn Hamlin checks back in, Ben Aylward will check out. 1:46 left to play. 46-30, Scotland County with the lead as Powell. Second free throw on the way and no good. Rebound comes off to Dickerson, goes out of bounds, punched out of her hands by Scotland County. So Turner will inbound underneath her own basket. Turner looks for somebody. Bounce fast. Blanchard on the right side of the circle. Now Carly Seaton puts up his shot. I think Bishop got a hand on it. Maybe not. They're going to give it back to Scotland County. Pressure by Putnam County. Bishop to Hamlin to Doster. Back to Bishop. As Bishop had Thompson all by herself. Now Hamlin's going to try three. Pinballs in and out. No good off the right wing. Carly Seaton now with a rebound to Dickerson. Now back to Seaton. As Seaton takes the top of the key to Powell at the top of the key. Blanchard. Now Seaton will try another three off the right wing. No good. Dickerson with the rebound. Put back. No good. Dickerson falls down. And Piper Thompson comes out with the rebound. And a whistle and a foul. It's a foul, I think. Let me see. We'll wait and see. Foul's going to be on Samantha Blanchard, and that's her first. 1:02 left to play. As again, Paige Bishop will be at the line to shoot two shots. She has eight, make it nine. 9 points for Paige Bishop. As into the ball game will come Keely Brown, also waiting to come in, Lily Frederick. Doster checks out. 47-30 as the next shot up. Got it. 10 points for Bishop. Now Bishop checks out. Lily Frederick checks in. 1 minute left to play. As Seaton brings it across the timeline to the top of the key, dribbles down the right lane, gets it inside to Powell, lost the ball, loose on the floor, jump ball. Alternating possession comes back to Scotland County. So Keely Brown will inbound for the Lady Tigers. Gets it in to Quinn Hamlin. Pressure by Putnam County as Hamlin tries to dribble through a double team. Does. Now dumps it down to Piper Thompson. Thompson lost it to Blanchard, but Blanchard stepped out of bounds. So Fontana Wells will inbound underneath her own basket. Wells, ball high above her head. Gets it in the corner to Frederick. Now back to Wells in the right corner. Wells back to Frederick. Keely Brown lost the ball. Picked up by Frederick. Tried to put up a shot. Blocked. Jump ball on the rebound. And it's alternating possession back to Putnam County. 22 seconds left to play as Carly Seaton across the timeline for the Lady Midgets to the top of the key. Still with the dribble. Down the right lane. Kicks it inside to Powell. Little five-footer. Got it. 3 points for Taylor Powell. Placer again is Quinn Hamlin with the basketball. Gets it ahead to Brown. Brown will just dribble it out with 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's the end of the ballgame. With the final score, Scotland County 48, Putnam County 32. Back to wrap this up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hi, this is Corbin Blessing, and on behalf of the Scotland County Arlen School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, Administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
Thunderstorms can produce lightning, flash floods, or even tornadoes. Be aware of the hidden dangers storms can leave behind. Watch for downed power lines after a storm, and if you see one, stay at least 50 feet away from it. Never attempt to move a power line. Call 911 and your local electric cooperative. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
When we walk, when we reach, when we play, we're moving through life. But an estimated 80% of Americans aren't getting their recommended daily amount of physical activity. It's time to move and keep moving, America. And when you need help, physical therapists and physical therapist assistants are by your side. Because we are meant to climb, to dance, to soar, to thrive. Choose to move. Choose physical therapy. Visit ChoosePT.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata Tournament. As it's the final, Collin County wins their ninth game of the year by defeating Putnam County 48-32. Take a look at the scoring first for Collin County. Paige Bishop with 10 points. Quinn Hamlin with 6. Ren Aylward with 9. Abby Doster with 11. Charlie Smith with 4. And Emma Harvey with 8. For Putnam County, Elise Perkins with 3. Jenna Knowles with 2. Samantha Blanchard with 4. Taylor Turner with 2 points. Adeline Dickerson with 4. Carly Seaton with 10, Jesslyn Knowles with 4, and Taylor Powell with 3. Scotland County jumped out 14-2 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Putnam 9-8 in the second quarter to lead 23-10 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland again outscored Putnam 9-8. Scotland led 34-18 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, both teams scored 14, and Scotland County wins at 48-32. Scotland County improves to 9-12, while Putnam County ladies bow out of this tournament. They are 10-11. So we'll have a couple of games for you, and then about around 9 o'clock, we'll be back on the air. Boys Consolation Semifinal, Putnam County and La Plata. For producer Dave Bowden, for a while, from the La Plata tournament, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. We'll see you in about two and a half hours here on KMEM. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors. They include Mayberry Farms and Truck Accessories north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, and these Scotland County sponsors, the Community Bank of Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, Mayberry Farm and Truck Accessories north of Memphis, Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions north of Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Canton, and Cahokia, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs, the Farm Shop in Edina, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster.